So is one allowed to enter into a mosque, either just to walk into it, or what about to pray, to daven in a mosque? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and many other places throughout Avodah Zarah, in Yud Aleph and Beis and in Yud Zayin, mentions the importance of staying far away from a city of Avodah Zarah and a house of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Perish Mishnayis, brought down in Mishach in Kuf Mem Tes Aleph, says that a person is not even allowed to enter into a synagogue or whatever, a place of prayer for Avodah Zarah. That's what's brought down in the Shach. Shulchan Aruch as well says that in the Kuf Nun Aleph says a person should stay away from a base Avodah Zarah, and a person should not even allow to enter into it. Says the Igris Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezers and others, they say based on this, it would be forbidden for a person to walk into a church, because that's the Notzrim, obviously, are, you know, of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is a problem to even enter into a church, let alone, of course, to pray in a church. Rabbiya Omer brings down in Yud Dalad, in Yardaya Zion Yud Beis, brings down that even if it's an issue of Eva, you know, you're afraid there's going to be hatred because of this, nevertheless, you still should not enter into a Makom of Notzrim to pray at all, or even to walk into it. Now the question is, so what about a mosque? Is mosque considered Avodah Zarah? Is that forbidden to walk into there and to pray to it, similar that we saw by the Notzrim, by Christianity? Is Islam considered a form of Avodah Zarah or not? So the Ran in Sanhedrin and Samachal from the base says that, yes, that even we learned out from Haman that just like Mordechai didn't bow from Haman, even though Haman himself was not a deity, but yet he treated himself like a deity in terms of the people bowing to him, so too, you know, Yishmaelim, you know, their leader, you know, Mahmud, was someone who, even though he didn't view himself as a god, or the people didn't view himself as a deity, since they would bow to him as if he would be a deity, says the Ran, therefore it's forbidden. They are just like Avodah Zarah, and it would be forbidden to do anything, you know, they would be treated in full-fledged like Avodah Zarah. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, based upon this, says the Tzitz Eliezer in Yod Dalad Tzadi Aleph, therefore you should not walk into a mosque, because it has the din of a base Avodah Zarah. Similarly, the Divrei Yitziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and Mem Dalad, says that also that they're of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore perhaps you shouldn't even walk into parts of the Maris HaMachpelah, or definitely shouldn't daven in the parts of the Maris HaMachpelah, which is considered a mosque. However, on the other hand, the Rambam in a Tshuva and Taf Mem Ches writes that Islam is not of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's no problem to enter into a mosque because they're not of the Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Ran himself in Sanhedrin brings the Shitas HaRamban that says that touching wine of a wine that was touched by a person of the Islamic faith is not a problem to get hanaf from that wine, just like if an atheist touched that wine, because they are not considered ovdei avodah zarah. Similarly, the Taz in Kuf Chav Dalad, Oz Dalad, says that wine which was touched by an Eino Yehudi who is an atheist, you're allowed to benefit from that wine. The Taz says, who are these types of people who are not considered ovdei avodah zarah? He says, kagon yishma'elim. And therefore, based on all this, the Rabbiya Omer in Zion Yud Beis of Yardaya Paskins, it's completely mutter to enter into a mosque, and it would be permitted to even daven in a mosque based on this Rambam. And he says even the Ran, who was Machmir, you know, that Islam is considered of the Avodah Zarah, if he would have seen the tshuva of the Rambam, says the Rabbi Avadia, then even the Ran would have been agreed that they're not of the Avodah Zarah. Tshuvas van Hagus in Chelek Davar and Daf Lamed seems to say that, like, they're not really of the Avodah Zarah, but still it's better not to enter into a mosque. The Maria Bozak in page 117 of his Chelek Aleph says that he brings down the Rebbe Avadia who's Mako, but he says, oh, yesh omrim that are machmir. Halacha l'maisa, it seems to be, it's a machlokas, the Ashkenazim versus the Sfardim. Rebbe Avadia would allow you to enter into a mosque and to daven there. And in fact, it's brought down in Rebbe Frati, that Rebbe Frati also allows you to go in there. But the Ashkenazi poskim, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Tzitz Kloisenberger, and even the Tshuvas van Hagus would not let you go into a mosque, and definitely not to pray there.